Now, may I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. In that gospel reading this morning, we hear the words of Jesus to would-be followers. We hear three who come to say that they'll follow him. But Jesus says it won't be easy. There will be difficulties. So the first man, Jesus is simply saying, count the cost. To follow me is a way of hardship and denial. Jesus did not want people to come under false pretenses. He'd offer no easy way or freedom from persecution. Jesus respected this person by telling him of the high demands. We need to know that being a member of the church is demanding, and to follow God's will is not easy, but it will be a great adventure. Jesus' words to the second man seem really harsh. It's likely that the man was a little like St. Augustine of Hippo when he said, Lord, make me a saint, but not just yet. He was putting off following our Lord. If the man's father had actually died, I think it's inconceivable that Jesus would have refused his request. So the reply of Jesus, leave the dead to bury their own dead, probably meant something about deciding and acting upon the gospel now instead of putting it off. The man was saying, wait until I have no ties. Well, that may never happen. Jesus is saying there is a crucial moment for all of us, and if that moment is missed, we may not have another opportunity. The man had stirrings in his heart, but could not escape the grip of his surroundings. We must act when our heart is moved. If we put it off until tomorrow, it may not happen. The last comments of Jesus to the third person also seem especially hard. The man only wanted to say farewell to those at home. But Jesus knew that there are many things which can hold us back. As a former area and deanery warden of ordinands, I know that many a vocation has been held back by family ties and other reasons for delaying the day when one would offer oneself for ordination. Vocation is a call to act now. In the words of God to the people of Moses, tell the people to go forward. Jesus calls us to move forward in faith with him. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a Lutheran priest, as I'm sure many of you know, and he was executed towards the end of the war by the Nazis for his resistance to their evils. In one of his writings from prison, he writes these words, cheap grace is the deadly enemy of the church. Cheap grace is the preaching of forgiveness without repentance, baptism without church discipline, communion without confession, absolution without contrition. Cheap grace is grace without discipleship, grace without the cross, grace without Jesus Christ, living and incarnate. Amen.